Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lori Madden, and here are today's top local stories. Authorities on Long Island say it was a hoarder situation. A man is hospitalized this afternoon. His pets were found dead after emergency responders were called to a home in Suffolk County.
You could smell a foul odor if you stand outside this townhouse in Central Islip after Fire Chief Joseph Verline says there were two dead dogs and five dogs found still alive, living in awful conditions.
The neighbors complained about the smell. I hadn't seen a neighbor in a few days. The ambulance went in, discovered the male and the animals in the house.
The SPCA is investigating. The chief says the five dogs were taken to local shelters to be treated.
They removed the victim from the elderly male from the house and transported him to the local by hospital.
A cleaning company in hazmat suits threw away the garbage from inside the townhouse. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The city's floating jail is sailing into the scrap heap. Heap Sunset. The Economic Development Corporation says the five-story Vernon C. Bain Correctional Center in the Bronx is being tugged to Louisiana as part of a deal with a scrap metal recycling company. The jail barge was decommissioned back in 2023. It had served as an overflow facility for Rikers. The remnants of the barge will be sold to steel mills and metal factories in the region. A judge has ruled that the top federal prosecutor in Nevada is not serving legally in that role. She takes issue with that.
The Trump administration named Trump loyalist Sigal Chadha interim U.S. attorney for the District of Nevada in March. When that interim appointment expired in July, the administration named her acting U.S. attorney. A judge now says that move was illegal and Chadha is not validly serving. She disagrees.
It's not unconstitutional. It was not done in a nefarious manner.
In August, another judge ruled Trump's former personal lawyer, Alina Habba, was serving as acting U.S. attorney for New Jersey illegally.
Correspondent Michael Wallace. A new poll shows that Democrat Mikey Sherrill is leading Republican Jack Cittirelli in the New Jersey gubernatorial race 50-42% among likely voters. The same Fox News poll shows a 48-41% spread among registered voters. Separately, a Quantis Insights survey finds Sherrill ahead by just 2 points among likely voters, 48-46%.
Broadway called two times before.
And Broadway is calling again. Beginning next Wednesday, the musical adaptation of Beetlejuice will be back for a third run. And to celebrate, star Justin Collette dropped a parody track of the show's opening number, The Whole Being Dead Thing, which comes to us courtesy of People, which reported the song exclusively. If you had tickets to see Lola Young at Terminal 5 in Manhattan next month or anywhere on her current tour, the show is over. The singer has canceled all upcoming events. Young collapsed on stage during her performance in Queens last week, and at the All Things Go Festival, she didn't specify what happened, but posted that she's going to work on herself and come back stronger. What a scene in the Bronx this afternoon, and thankfully no injuries reported after a massive slice of a 20-story apartment building, basically the entire corner, collapsed into a pile of rubble. Residents are hoping to get the go-ahead to go back into their homes.
It looks like part of this building was sliced off with a cheese grater. Thankfully, that didn't include any apartments.
We avoided a major disaster here.
Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gibson acknowledged a big cleanup ahead. The explosion involved the boiler room and the chimney. Fire Commissioner Robert Tucker.
We ran our dogs over this pile of bricks.
Emergency Management Commissioner Zach Iskel.
We have building inspectors that are inspecting the foundation of the building and inspecting all of the apartments in the affected areas to make sure that the building is structurally sound.
Heat season at NYCHA buildings begins today, and they test boilers throughout the summer. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mott Haven.
The explosion sent a cloud of dust billowing from a corner of the high-rise here on Alexander Avenue. Tina Mead had just left her building.
So I called everybody in my apartment, and I was like, the building just exploded. Get out. And as I was talking to them, everything started falling.
Joey Reyes had left before the collapse and was trying to get back in.
Literally, when the building collapsed, that's where my room is. I'm just nervous because my dog's in there. And I'm telling them if they could let me in so I could get them out.
A nearby community center took in some of the evacuees. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mott Haven, the Bronx.
Republicans and Democrats remain deadlocked this afternoon with no movement reported to bring the government shutdown to an end.
Democrats, like Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, say the shutdown's about health care.
Democrats are united in our resolve to make sure that we cancel the cuts, lower the cost, and save health care.
He was on ABC's Good Morning America, where Speaker of the House Mike Johnson said that Medicaid is for certain populations of American citizens, like young pregnant women and the disabled.
Those resources are being drained from those folks, and so we fixed that. We reduced fraud, waste, and abuse.
Vice President Vance said Republicans would negotiate when the government reopens. Brian Clark, ABC News.
New York officials not happy about what's going on.
Governor Kathy Hochul and fellow Democrats fronting the Statue of Liberty to underscore what they call the horrors of the government shutdown.
This shutdown is a choice, a deliberate decision by Donald Trump and the Republicans to abandon the very people they were sent to Washington to represent.
State Attorney General Tish James says they took away money for an MTA safety program.
We were awarded a grant that is focused on detection of any risks, security risks. $33 million that was awarded to New York, and they slashed it to zero.
Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And AG James says the state is now suing to recover those funds. The Trump administration says it will put on hold roughly $18 billion to fund the new Gateway Project, the rail tunnel under the Hudson, and for the city's expanded Second Avenue subway. The White House budget director said in a post on X that the step was taken due to the administration's belief the money was based on DEI principles, which he called unconstitutional. Reaction from Governor Hochul today.
They're trying to make culture wars be the reason why. Culture wars. Over the tens of thousands of jobs that we've created with these infrastructure projects that were literally talked about for decades, that we finally could get moving. Great jobs and opportunity.
In a statement, the U.S. Transportation Department said that it had been reviewing whether any unconstitutional practices were occurring in the projects, but that the government shutdown forced it to furlough the staffers who were conducting that review. A New Jersey teenager is facing first-degree murder charges this afternoon in connection with the deaths of two teenagers who were struck by a vehicle while on their e-bikes in Cranford Monday night. The Union County Prosecutor's Office says it happened on Burnside Avenue near Lincoln Avenue around 5:30 when the two girls were hit by a Jeep. Police say the 17-year-old from Garwood was later taken into custody. They provided no other details, but the prosecutor's office is asking anyone who may have information about the case to contact them. As we head into flu season, New York State health officials say three children died as a result of influenza-related illnesses in last year's record season for pediatric flu cases. The state health commissioner is citing that report as he urges New Yorkers to get the flu vaccine. He says there were 109 reports of children who became ill from a rare but serious neurological condition triggered by flu infection. He also says the majority of those children were eligible for the vaccine, but had not received it.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my...
Time to get on your bike before the winter freeze settles in. It's Biketober. The New York City Department of Transportation says it has expanded the Western Queens bike network with new bike lanes better connecting the Queens waterfront to Brooklyn. The agency announced 1.9 new miles of bike lanes and comprehensive safety upgrades on Review and Star Avenues. The lanes connect to the Queens Greenway network and further connect residents to Brooklyn on Greenpoint Avenue and the Kosciuszko Bridge.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.